Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
All right. I'm a little tired this morning. What a day I had yesterday.
You had a big day.
I probably shouldn't talk about it, but maybe. What do you think?
No, it's okay. I mean, you had... So you're... Special
life,
person.
My life partner, roommate.
I like
friend.
To say heterosexual life partner.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyway, she underwent surgery, so it's stressful.
She had an accident, and she busted up her shoulder, and maybe people could relate to this in this pandemic, what you could get fixed right away now waits like 5 weeks, because we have all these pandemic rules in the hospitals. So the poor woman waits 5 weeks to get her shoulder fixed, and by then, everything's kind of crazy, and there's a nerve block involved and arthroscopic surgery. However, four different entries and five breakages or accidents or whatever that needed to be fixed. So I spent most of my day yesterday at Geisinger. And let me tell you, that place is an organized madhouse.
For sure. It is like its own little city unto itself.
That
has its own rules, regulations, its own sort of like schedule that it exists on. It really is something.
And everybody's moving without bumping into each other.
Yep.
And it's pretty interesting, from valet parking right down to the surgical suite. But anyway, so
all is well.
Very painful situation.
My dad is a physical therapist.
Yeah, he should like stop over every
he can.
Day.
He absolutely can. Here's the thing though, growing up I watched my dad take care of people in all like after all different sorts of surgeries, right? I hate to say this, but he always taught me and my sister shoulder surgery the worst.
This is what I heard. Now, I've had some knee surgeries.
Hip, knee, elbow, wrist. Dare I say, even sometimes back surgery, neck surgery. Those are all complicated for sure. But when it comes to your shoulder, it is connected to so many things that you try to do and have to do in your day. My dad always said, oh man, if you something with your rotator cuff or whatever, that is the toughest to rehab.
There you go. And I've heard that too. And I've walked through knee surgeries myself, where you'll be on crutches for 3 weeks. Remember my last knee surgery? I was here in about two days.
I was ready
kill
you.
I was fine.
I kept telling you to sit down. The thing got swollen like that. Now, as a physical therapist's daughter, you need to listen to your PT.
Okay. All right. So, yes, but I agree now that shoulder surgery is something. So 24 hours later, she's like, she's on the injured reserve list for a while. And I think she's finally starting to realize it, because she comes from old farm peasant stock, right?
Peasant stock.
I mean, a strong woman, one who still believes at her age.
She and I have a lot in common.
She could take dance class and ballet and yoga and all that. Well, she's down for the count. So Tommy boy here had to step up, and I have no problem with that. But, cooking and cleaning and all that.
Yep, you're going to do the laundry, aren't you?
Yeah, I have. I have to admit, bought a new washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they work. I never touched them.
That's okay. You'll learn. It'll be all right. You're willing to help out.
It's almost as difficult as some of this equipment in here, with a lot of touch screen and beep, 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 to start your washer. I mean, the washer looks like a laptop with a big water drum attached to it.
You know what? A lot of them, like, sing. My mom got a new washer and dryer a couple years ago,
and it
plays beautiful music when it's done, instead of just being like,
exactly. No more of that. It's like, boo-doo-doo-doo,
boo-doo-doo. Mine still makes the angry noise.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the angry old washer. So the angry old man today is going to be dealing with the newfangled washer and doing that kind of stuff.
Good for you.
And I guess I'm on that team for a while, so.
I think so.
Oof.
I had a great day yesterday. A great night.
Well, if you didn't have surgery, it had to be a good day.
We can update you on a situation. We'll talk about it a little later.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Does it have anything to do with patio furniture?
It does, and I'm so
excited. Finally an update. This is great. On the way.
This is exciting stuff in my world, okay? The fact that I had the wrong arms and two mismatching things, we'll talk about it.
Also on the way, Jimmy Fallon talks about, remember that big barge ship that got stuck? It's been seized by Egypt, and they said you can't have it back until you pay us X amount of dollars.
Oh, boy.
Wow. And also on the way, how can Netflix help you sleep? kind of contradictory, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all coming up.
With Tom and Laura in the morning.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
News coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. You are the original Netflix person. I mean, Netflix is huge now, but you were doing it when nobody else is doing
it. It's true. I was doing it when you actually received DVDs in the mail.
There it is. I mean, that goes back a long way.
That was a thing. It was funny because streaming, it didn't necessarily start as streaming at all. It started with the DVD, and you can get multiple at a time. It depended. And then when they had streaming, it was like you could get both. And the husband's going to kill me. Oh, my God. We rewatched the series in its entirety, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Okay.
And only a few seasons were streaming. So then when we got to the later seasons and the season finale, we had to get the DVDs.
There you go.
And he almost killed me because the DVD was due back.
Uh-huh.
And so I watched the series finale without him.
Whoa, that's a major violation.
It was. It was a total violation. I apologize to this day. and he'll bring it up, too. Like, if we talk about crappy shows that we really, really love, like Gossip Girl and Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, he'll be like, oh, yeah, Laura, remember that time you watched the last episode without
me? How'd
that
go, Laura? Did you enjoy it, Laura?
Did Sully and Michaela, like, end up back on their homestead? I don't know, Laura.
So Netflix goes back away, and I don't know. It's got the reputation for keeping you up all night because you start binge watching. What would happen if I would say that Netflix wants to help you sleep now?
Netflix already helps me sleep, and I'm really glad for the "Are you still watching?" function, because I just fall asleep while I'm trying to watch a series of something, and all the episodes keep playing back to back to back, and then I forget what episode I'm on because they've autoplayed.
Exactly. Netflix has teamed up with the meditation app Headspace for a new show called Headspace Guide to Sleep.
I see you. Yes, you.
Me?
Scrolling, thinking about going to sleep. Falling asleep isn't that easy. I'm Eve, and I'm here to help.
Hello, Eve.
Hi, Eve.
This is Headspace Guide to Sleep.
Oh.
In this series, I'll teach you new facts about sleep backed by science. Things you didn't know, you need to know. Like, do we really need 8 hours? Is going to bed with our phones really that bad?
What?
And I'll go there.
Okay.
Do those pills really work?
No, no pills. No.
Through mindfulness and meditation, you can take on tomorrow healthier and more rested. So whatever kind of mind you have, put it to bed.
Okay.
Headspace Guide to Sleep. Only on Netflix.
Here's the only thing I'm thinking of right away. The dude, the 40-year-old dude who lives in his mom's basement, he needs Eve to help him go to sleep at night.
Actually, this is scientifically backed. Dr. Sarah Lazar from Harvard University.
Here she goes.
I'm on Netflix right now on my phone.
Here she goes.
It's a friendly animated look at the benefits of meditation while offering techniques and guided meditations to jumpstart your practice and help you have more restful nights.
Okay, so listen up, moms who your 40-year-old son lives in the basement. When you hear him screaming, oh, Eve, late at night, he's only putting himself to sleep.
Thomas.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
So the Urban Dictionary has a different definition for belfie instead of selfie?
Yeah, so a belfie is an artistic expression of one's underbelly in the form of a self-portrait.
Now, that would make sense because belfie, belly, right? Belfie. But today's kids are just using the B for buttocks.
Oh, really? See, this actually, I love this. After leaving the buffet, Mike felt it a great opportunity to take and share a belfie.
It's like when Uncle Larry used to sit on the couch and unzip his pants after Thanksgiving, right?
Unbuckle so now what? It's about so today's kids. It's about all about the buttocks.
Yeah, it's about they take pictures of their butts and they.
What?
I don't know. Let's get a real definition here and find out what's going on.
Belfie, a photograph that one has taken of one's own buttocks, typically taken with a smartphone or webcam and shared via social media, used in a sentence. She posted a racy belfie online.
What?
Other possible names for belfie include fanny photo, mug bum, bottom shot, tush snap, or rump post.
What?
Belfie is also a sign that the world is coming to an end.
Yes.
I guess this means the Kardashians have won. What is next? Delfies. and Telfies. Your mother must be so proud.
Yes, thank you. Will you kids just stop?
Wait for it. In Pennsylvania, look what it means.
What?
A Belfie. It's a selfie with the Liberty Bell.
Okay.
That's the hashtag that's trending based upon my location.
Okay, if I had kids right now, younger kids, and I found out they were doing Belfies, they better be on a school field trip to Philadelphia. There it is.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Mm-hmm. News coming up next. Mark has got it. Rob, the Sports Center, I don't know if he'll be talking about Jackie Robinson Day. We have AccuWeather coming up, but today is Jackie Robinson Day, where every player in the league wears number 42. Isn't that cool?
It's so cool. Breaking barriers and boundaries way back when. What was 1947?
1947. Yes. Today in history, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American to play baseball. I just think that's great. So I'm going to watch some extra baseball today because it's fun to watch. Like, say, for instance, try to find the Phillies game. Everybody will be wearing number 42.
So cool.
And it's cool, but it's confusing because you don't know who's
like,
batting.
Wait, who's who?
Who's
on first?
Yeah, who's on second?
What's on second?
Well,
what?
Huh? Number 42.
It's a great movie also, by the way.
There
42. Wonderful movie.
News is next. If you don't know about number 42, kids, Google it.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
You know how I feel about yodeling.
Yodeling.
I even hate the Swiss Miss Girl. And it's just like...
How can you hate the Swiss Miss Girl?
Why? Is it a former life? I don't know. Was I the Ricola guy in a former life and I hated when people yodeled? Today's viral comedy, a mom wanted to prove that her kids hate it when she yodels.
This is going to be good.
And she's a pretty good yodeler. She yodels and her toddler spanks her.
What?
And it's all viral comedy.
So my children hate it when I yodel. Yodeling,
it's awesome.
Ow! Why are you spanking me?
Because
why?
For a
That's the best viral comedy we've had in a while. The kid doesn't even know what yodeling is. She
because
just doesn't like.
Of the, because, Mom. Oh, no, we should not advocate spanking.
Whether it's the child spanking the mom
or
the
vice
mom
versa.
Nope,
nope,
child.
Nope. We should not advocate spanking. However, she's a pretty good yodeler.
That girl is talented.
Taylor Swift can yodel.
Yes, I've heard it.
She yodels very well.
She's darn good at it. Mm-hmm.
It's a gift.
I guess if you are a yodeler, that's your thing. But
do we have yodelers in Central Pennsylvania? Is anyone listening?
Say,
is anyone listening who can yodel?
Because I equate yodeling with auctioneers. Those dudes are yodeling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a gift. The only thing I can do is like hum and whistle at the same time.
Is that like walking and chewing gum at the same time? Humming and I want to.
It's like a train whistle.
That's good. Unbelievable. Late night soundbite on the way. Talks about a woman who's so talented, she could smuggle cocaine in her bra in an airport. Seth Meyers coming up. Do that again.
Hold on.
It's a hum.
Hold on.
It's a whistle.
I drank coffee. I shouldn't have.
You're both right.
Oh.
Now that's talent, ladies and gentlemen. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Working our way, of course, to news and sports and AccuWeather, but you can sing along with us or just say birthday buddies as loud as you wish in the car or the school bus.
Very true, very true.
We got a lot of school buses listening to us in the morning.
I love that.
And they love birthday buddies. We'll do it coming up. Now, the singing along comes when I find some musical birthdays.
Okay.
You might not know this man's name, but we all like the 90s band Radiohead.
We do indeed.
And the one song they had that I really liked a lot was Creep.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because it was spooky. Listen to it. But it was funky at the same time as spooky. Cause I'm a creep.
Radiohead is such a mood. It really
very
is.
Very good. Very good way to describe them. Eddie O'Brien from Radiohead is 53 years old today.
Nice.
Birthday buddy.
Oh, very good.
On the Radiohead. No, on the radio, sorry.
That was very good.
Anyway,
birthday. You just missed the head. There it is.
Now, a little bit more in the party mode would be Samantha Fox.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember how cheesy she was?
Yes. How old is Samantha Fox?
It was like a guilty pleasure. Samantha is 55.
It's not the birthday,
buddy. There you go. You're on it. She's 55 years old today. Samantha Fox. Wow.
I love it. This is such a Flashback Friday song.
So maybe perhaps we should save it for tomorrow. I don't know. Anyway, happy birthday to Eddie and Samantha Fox. You're not looking up what she looks like now. You are not doing
it. Oh, we've had some work done.
Oh, really?
Good for her.
Oh, she looks good.
Oh, she still has the bangs? Okay, then.
I don't know about that, but she definitely...
No, she does. I'm telling you, she does.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, it is. No, I think... That's great.
All right, hey, local celebs now, or as we would call them, Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Cindy Erb from Augustaville. She's 45.
A very happy birthday to Cody Daddario, turns 30 today.
Cody's 30 already? He went to school with my kid. Anyway, Dina Bainey from Seals Grove is 59 today.
Erica Smith from Eliesburg turns 42.
Happy birthday to Heidi Bordner from Northumberland. She's 44 today.
A very happy birthday to Howard Fabian, turns 52.
Fabian. John Drumheller from Norrie is 34.
Louise Connor from Danville turns 62.
Happy birthday to Michelle Zimmerman from Winfield, 47.
Nathan Whitmer from Dalmatia turns 27.
Paula Schaefer from Lewisburg, 57.
Roxanne Ettinger from Sealands Grove is 61.
Hey, Roxanne. And Tiffany Bubb from West Milton is 31 today. Over on the 94KX text club here. No, we have one for Saturday. He checked in real early. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Double checking the 94KX book of faces. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Nope.
Nothing. All right. But you know what? Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right. And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can text us at 49330. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
I wish I could just begin to understand that song. Anyway, I have been talking to Laura about this ongoing furniture drama, which really isn't drama anymore, Laura. It's become, if you don't mind me saying it, kind of funny. Once upon a time, Laura ordered some patio furniture to put together.
I did indeed. It arrived in a big old box. I spread out all the pieces. The husband was helping, and we thought, hey, we're going to have a good time with these brand new rocking chairs.
How hard could it be, right?
Well, 30 minutes later, and two highly educated individuals looked at each other and said, what's wrong with us? Why can we not put these together? Come to find out, the company sent all of the right arms, meaning the right-hand side.
Right.
None of the left. None of the left arms.
So you had four right arms on your rockers.
Indeed, which makes them not rock. Actually, makes it impossible to put them together because the drill holes are on the inside of the arms that are specifically made to go on one side or the other.
So what does one do when one finds four right
arms?
Well,
first one calls the company. And they go, oh, huh. So then one calls the local store. And they go, oh, huh, we don't know. Yeah. Okay, well, and then you finally go to customer service. You get a very helpful individual named Patricia.
Oh, hello,
What's up, Patricia? And says, you know what? You have to contact the manufacturer. Because in between the day that I purchased it and the day that I put them together, apparently they all sold out.
Whoa.
Literally,
quickly.
Like none available.
Okay.
Cool, fine. Call the manufacturer. Well, Patricia first looks it up. And as we discussed on Monday, it is the Ningbo Everluck Outdoor Patio Furniture Company.
Just the name says something's going to screw up. But anyway, all right.
So that being said, I attempt to call Ningbo Everluck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's in the Zaiwan province of China, by the way.
All right.
But they have a 1-800 number here in the United States.
It's probably somewhere in South Jersey.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And let me guess, it's always on hold. Or you have an... Oh.
Our hours of operation are 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday.
Ooh.
If you know your party detention, please dial it now. If you wish to speak with the next...
So it doesn't matter. Do you want to speak to customers? Okay, so it's out of the time frame, right? Except you can push any combination of three extension numbers.
Uh-huh.
And this is what you get.
Oh, you're going to get somebody else.
Sorry, this line is busy. If you would like to hold, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
Any time of the day, the line's busy.
Any time of the day, the line is busy. Okay. I'm thinking it's a front.
So one gets frustrated. How does one finally get to the bottom of this, he asked?
Packed it all up. I said, okay, we're going to return it to the local store. Keith, though, we're going to take it back, get the money back. We'll find something else. But I can't find anything else that I like. These are first world problems. I'm well aware of this.
Yeah. Right? I mean, okay.
Boucha to the rescue.
Wait a minute. Your mom is actually going to pull you out of this?
She is indeed, because we found one additional set available in Harrisburg. Boucha happens to be traveling there today. Okay. I called the store, spoke with a very nice individual named Elise. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Elise.
And they have it waiting for me at the patio and garden center behind the cash register with Boucha's name on it, ready to be picked up and brought home today.
The hero music just didn't work out. I wanted Boucha to be the hero.
We could give her a round of applause.
What's with the static? I'm a little disappointed. That's more like a golf clap.
Here's the thing, though. The saga isn't over yet.
Okay.
We still have to get said product and transport it home. And it's now been placed behind a counter with a name on it for over 24 hours because we couldn't pick it up until today. So I'll keep you posted, everyone.
We'll keep you updated.
I'm hoping that this evening I'll be able to watch the sunset in my brand new rocking chairs.
In the meantime, anyone purchasing a large box of put-it-together-yourself furniture... You gotta wonder. Right arms and left arms?
Left arms and right arms? No arms?
Or not. We'll keep you posted.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Your home for the Wise Market, fresh food find of the day. Laura's in the produce aisle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are you coming up with today?
This is a good one, and okay. I love grabbing bags of these because it can make for a quick and easy lunch with a couple of additions, or... Mm-hmm. A big one for dinner, which is exactly what I had last night.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking like pre-made something maybe kind of?
Heck yeah. Okay. Bags of salad mix.
There it is. They got a whole section of that
they
at
do.
Wise Market now.
They have great salad mixes at Wise. And like I said, pick yourself up one of those rotisserie chickens, shred it, toss some on top, or get some tofu, tempeh, whatever, beans, chickpeas.
There you have it.
Yum,
do
yum,
your
yum.
Own zhuzhing.
Yep, zhuzh it on up and grab some Wise salad mix. That is the fresh food find of the day. That's what you have to remember. Chad Evans, Mark Stevens, somebody's going to ask you for it later on today, and you could get a $25 gift card to our friends at Wise.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Tom, do you remember the restaurant that we talked about that was giving out free meals in Philadelphia?
Yeah, like every day, right?
Yeah, so early on, the owners converted another restaurant that they owned into a service called the People's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a way to not only keep their chefs employed, but then also help out during the pandemic, the crazy year that we just experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over a year later, they're still handing out over 300 meals a day.
Philly Grit played a lot of it into our own, how we got through it. We had to do what we had to do to get through the pandemic. Devastating, heartbreaking to see a lot of restaurants go and see our friends suffering. That's how the People's Kitchen Project began.
That's good news because it's still going on.
It's still going on and it's right here in Pennsylvania. Up next, we are headed down south to LSU. For over a decade, a 74-year-old woman named Jessie Hamilton worked as a cook for the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity.
Wow.
Well, her last year was some time ago, 1996, but a bunch of the frat boys kept in touch with her. They recently found out she was still hustling to pay off her mortgage, so they paid it for her.
I remember Jesse told me a story a long time ago about this house and what it meant to her.
Yes. Oh, no!
Part of the problem with with the house, and it comes with bills and all kinds of stuff. Let's see what we got. They're going to pay your mortgage off.
Oh!
Come on.
Wow.
Thank you.
You only hear the bad stuff about frats and sororities. It's good to hear the good stuff.
91 of them pulled their money. They paid off $45,000 worth of a mortgage. But the total that they raised was $52,000 by pooling their money. So the rest was pocket change for her.
Very nice.
Last but not least, the CEO of a company called Gravity Payments during the pandemic announced that he was going to lower his salary to raise all of his employees' salaries to $70,000. Well, that company now is doing better than ever.
What I wanted to announce today is we're going to have a minimum $70,000 pay rate for everyone that works here.
We've been successful enough that we're able to afford to do it, and we're very proud of that. We have nearly tripled our processing volume from a little over $3 billion to over $10 since we implemented this.
Wow, and some good news locally.
Locally, the Takery is a free monthly community event in Sunbury at the gazebo in Cameron Park. That's happening today. They supply homemade meals, sandwiches, baked goods, cleaning supplies. Masks are required, but head out there this Thursday. That will be today.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
The show is winding down. You said you found something about kids. Now, we seem to have that theme going today with the viral comedy where the kid spanked his mom for yodeling in the house.
The best thing about kids is that sometimes they just give it to you straight.
Yeah, I've always said, actually, my grandmother told my mom, and my mom said this, and I said it and still say it. You can't fool kids or dogs. If your dog doesn't like somebody, there's a reason for it. If your kid doesn't like somebody, there's a reason for it.
Right? The best one. So this is advice from an 8-year-old, and I stumbled across it.
Okay.
And we seem to have the kid theme going on today, like you said. So the number one tip from this 8-year-old girl named Lorelei.
Ooh, nice name.
Right. Okay. Great name. Says, sometimes in life, you just need to take a nap and get over it.
Isn't that the truth? I take a nap every day. It helps me.
Anyway, oh, my gosh.
Take a nap and get over it.
Some other wise words written by this tiny little, probably older than she should be.
Yeah.
Have faith in us little kids. Sometimes you can trust us.
How would you like to see that painted on the back of a plumber's truck or something? Joe's Plumbing. Sometimes
you can trust us.
I like it.
Oh my gosh. Another good one that she has.
Mm-hmm.
Moms, sometimes just let us alone.
She'll grow up to be a very independent person. Hey, you know what? Sometimes just let me alone.
Oh my gosh, she's so sassy.
Yeah.
Be honest. We can handle it.
Well, honesty is the best policy.
Remember to always make memories. I like to take selfies.
Wait, a kid said that? A little kid?
Just be in the moment. Okay.
Oh, wait, a little kid said that? Just be in the moment?
Yeah.
All right.
Listen to us kids until we're done talking. We'll let you know by looking you in the eye.
Oh, I think I had an ex-wife that said that a couple times. Anyway.
Oh, this one's actually last one.
Okay.
She had 10 tips, but whatever.
Yeah.
Most of all, say love you more.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
She's so simple, like smart and direct. Oh my goodness, kids are the best.
There it is. Learning from a 5-year-old.
Right?
Today with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Just because we're little doesn't mean that we don't like our secrets kept.
Well, now.
I know, right?
Now go to your room and take a nap.
Sometimes a nap is the answer to most of life's evils.
I like that one. That was like number one on the list there. I just like that one. All right, things we learn from kids.
Thanks, Lorelei.
Yeah, thank you, Lorelei and Tom and Laura.
On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
K. Caitlin out in Mifflinburg with her kids, very excited about the quest for the castle because she is a qualifier. Who's next?
I don't know.
No, neither do I. But you got to listen. I mean, you just got to listen all day long. It could be with Chad Evans coming up next, maybe Mark Stevens this afternoon, maybe even the Sammy girl at night, Sam
you
Tyler.
You never know when that cue to call is going to happen. What I do know for sure, though, is Friday, okay. May 21st, that's the grand finale at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, where someone is going to win a wonderful family trip to Disney.
That's just exciting.
It is.
I mean, you know, we're coming off a bad year. Everybody's had a bad year.
I miss the mouse.
Everybody misses the mouse.
I do.
There you go. A family vacation for four. Wow. So keep listening. It could happen today. And a big thanks to Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Quest for the castle.
Yeah, but say it like you usually say it. Ready? Ready? Go.
Quest for the castle on 94KX.
Wow.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. That is the lineup. It's been fun today. It's fun every day.
It is fun every day, but today was a good day. Again, I feel like that's because it's Thursday, and everybody gets in a good mood when they know that there's only one more day left and then the weekend, I swear.
I think it starts to gel on about Wednesday, you know, when we make fun of Wednesdays.
It's true.
Because it's stuck in the middle. But you're right. Thursday, the momentum picks up. And then by Flashback Friday, you don't know what's going to happen in the studio on any given Friday.
You sure don't.
And that's why we come to work.
And you know what? I feel like we need to revisit for today's thought.
Okay.
The thought for this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Those wise words from both Lorelai and Mara Stewart. Aged 8.
Because you could always learn from an 8-year-old.
You really can.
All right.
Sometimes you just need to take a nap and get over it.
Pay attention, friends. That was an 8-year-old that said that.
Thanks, Mara. Those are some wise words.
Very wise words. So, guys, take it easy. Tomorrow's Friday. If something happens today stressful, take a nap.
Exactly. And you know what I think now? I'm going to go thrifting.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow, too.
Okay, I'm going to take a nap. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.